父，我们感谢你，主啊，求你握住我们众人的手。
May you hold all of our hands.
因为你晓得我们众人的软弱。
Because you know our weakness.
否则我们都落在忧愁里，也不知道如何生活。
Otherwise, we would just fall into the sorrowness and don't know how to live.
若你握住我们的手，
If you hold our hands,
我们的心就叫甘甜。
And there's a sweetness in our hearts.
所以早间也求你再来提醒我们。
So this morning, may you remind us again.
把受教者的舌头赐给孩子。
And give me this teaching tongue.
让孩子晓得怎样用言语扶助疲乏的人。
Let me know how to support those poor and weak person.
你怎样向撒母耳说话，早间你也向我们众人说话。
How you spoke to Samuel, may you speak to us the saints today.
开通我们的耳朵。
To clear our ears.
让我们能够听见你儿子的声音。
So that we canHear your son's voice.
谢谢你这样恩待我们。
Thank you for treating us as blessed.
祷告靠主耶稣基督的。
This prayer in Jesus' name, Amen.
弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们来读两处的经文。
Let's read two scriptures.
可能有点长，我们读中文的就跟我一起读，然后呢，英文的你就自己读。我们还是有自己的圣经，这样可以看着上下比较方便。那个屏幕可能只能显示一部分。第一处经文是路加福音第六章。
The first scripture is it's book of Luke, chapter 6. I wish you all had your own Bible and open your Bible to read with me.
我们从第十七节，我们一直读到三十六节。
Let's read from verse 17 to 36.
耶稣和他们下了山，站在一块平地上。大家跟我一起读。
Let's read together.
同站的有许多门徒，又有许多百姓，从犹太全地和耶路撒冷，并推罗、西顿的海边来，都要听他讲道。又指望医治他们的病，还有被污鬼缠磨的也得了医治，众人都想要摸他，因为有能力从他身上发出来医好了他们。耶稣举目看着门徒说，你们贫穷的人有福了，因为神的国是你们的。你们饥饿的人有福了，因为你们将要饱足。你们哀哭的人有福了，因为你们将要喜笑。人为人子恨恶你们，拒绝你们，辱骂你们，弃掉你们的名，以为是恶，你们就有福了。当那日，你们要欢喜跳跃，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，他们的祖宗代先知也是这样。但你们富足的人有祸了，因为你们受过你们的安慰。你们饱足的人有祸，因为你们将要饥饿。你们喜笑的人有祸了，因为你们将要哀动哭泣。人都说你们好的时候，你们就有祸了，因为他们的祖宗带假先知也是这样。只是我告诉你们，这听到的人，你们的仇敌要爱他，恨你们的要待他好，咒诅你们的要为他祝福，凌辱你们的要为他祷告。有人打你这边的脸，连那边的脸也由他打。有人夺你的外衣，连里衣由他拿去。凡求你的就给他。有人夺你的东西去，不用再要回来。你们愿人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人。你们若单爱那爱你们的人，有什么可酬谢的呢？就是罪人也爱那爱他们的人。你们若善待那善待你们的人，有什么可酬谢的呢？就是罪人也是这样行。你们若借给人，指望从他收回， 有什么可酬谢的呢？就是罪人也借给罪人，要如数收回。你们倒要爱仇敌，也要善待他们，并要借给人，不指望偿还，你们的赏赐就必大，你们也必做至高者的儿子，因为他恩待那忘恩和作恶的，你们要慈悲，像你们的父慈悲一样。我们稍微越过37节到42节，我们从43节一直读到49节。
Let's skip some part and then all the way to verse 43 to the end, 49.
43节，因为没有好树结坏果子，也没有坏树结好果子。凡树木看果子就可以认出它来。人不是从荆棘上摘无花果，也不是从荆棘摘葡萄。善人从他心里所存的善就发出善来，恶人从他心里所存的恶就发出恶来，因为心里所充满的，口里就说出来。你们为什么称呼我主啊主啊，却不遵我的话行呢？凡到我这里来听见我的话就去行的，我要告诉你们，他像什么人。他像一个人盖房子，深深地挖地，把根基安在磐石上。到发大水的时候，水冲那房子，房子总不能动摇，因为根基立在磐石上。唯有听见不去行的，就像一个人在土地上盖房子，没有根基，水一冲，随即倒塌了，而并且那房子坏得很大。我们再读另外一处经文，有一点相似，但是呢角度稍稍有一点不一样。马太福音。
Let's turn to Book of Matthew.
第七章。
Chapter 7.
我们从第16节。
From verse 16.
一直读到27节。
All the way to verse 27.
大家分到第十六节，第七章第16节到27节。
Chapter 7, verse 16 to 27.
凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。荆棘上岂能摘葡萄呢？蓟里你岂能摘无花果呢？这样，凡好树都结好果子，唯独坏树结坏果子。好树不能结坏果子，坏树不能结好果子。凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里，所以凭他们的果子就可以认出他们来。凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不都能进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌的很大。我们圣经就读到这里。
That concludes our scripture reading.
有一个弟兄呢跟我们交通，一个这个做门徒的。
It was once fellowshiped by a brother before, being a disciple.
有三个最基本，但是又是非常至关重要的经历。
There are three most basic yet crucial experiences for Christians.
一个是坐的经历。
One is for sitting.
一个是行的经历。
One is for doing.
一个是站。
And the other is standing.
刚才我们所读的这两处经文呢，主耶稣跟我们讲，
The last two places of scriptures we just read, Lord Jesus told us.
他说：“凡到我这里来，听见我的话就去行的人，就像一个聪明人盖房子。”
Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, he is like a wise man building a house.
前半句这里讲主到我这里来，就是做的经历。
The first half talks about coming to the Lord. That is the experience of sitting.
后面半句呢，说听见我的话就去行的人，这就是行的经历。
And the second half, it says, "Here's my sayings and does them." That's the experience of doing.
这两个经历呢，实在是太重要了。
These two experiences are so important.
缺了哪一个经历呢？我们属灵的生命都不成熟，都没有办法成熟。
No matter which one of these two experiences is missing, our spiritual life will not be mature.
所以第一个呢是坐的经历。
Now, first is the experience of sitting.
这里不是讲我们的身体要坐下来说的。
This is not talking about physically sitting down.
乃是指的我们归回安息所。
But referring to the returning rest.
我前两次交通已经交通到这里。
I have fellowshipped these two points in my past messages.
这个经历的关键在哪里？在于有没有遇见主耶稣。
The key of this experience is whether we meet the Lord Jesus.
一个人如果不这个遇见神，他不仅要经历安息。
When a person meets the Lord, he not only experiences rest.
因为他里面的重担，他得释放。
His inner burdens are relieved.
有一种豁然开朗的感觉。
And he just feels suddenly enlightened.
因为遇见神呢，还会经历着，因着遇见神呢，还会经历这个圣灵中的喜乐。
Because he has met the Lord, he will also experience the joy in the Holy Spirit.
如果大家还记得那个撒玛利亚的妇人。
If you still remember the story of the Samaritan woman.
她遇见基督以后，她蒙了光照。他到处向人说。
She met Christ and she was enlightened, and then she went out and then speak to everyone.
他把那水桶就放下了，他到城里去告诉人说：“你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的都说了出来。”他岂不是基督吗
？She left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the man, "Come, see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ?"
一个人遇见神呢，他里面呢也得到力量。
When a person meets the Lord, he also has strength within.
不是说外面的身体的这个力量。
Not the outside physical strength.
我们如果记得这个路加福音的浪子的故事，我们都晓得。
If you still remember the story of the prodigal son in the book of Luke.
他本来是在那里跟猪抢食的，里面呢，我想，就像刚才诗歌所唱的。都是忧愁。
He was fighting with pigs for food, and then within him, I believe there's only sorrowness.
但是他遇见神了以后，他马上就起来，说要到往他父亲那里去。
But after he met the Lord, he just got up and went to his father.
这个坐的这个经历实在是太重要了。
This experience of sitting is truly indeed important.
因为是所有属灵经历的开始。
Because this is the start point of all the other spiritual experiences.
这不仅仅是我们刚刚得救那时候的属灵的经历。
Not only the spiritual experience when we first believe the Lord.
我们得救了以后，而且魂的得救也是同样不断经历这个经历。
And this is also the experience that we are going through when we believe the Lord for the salvation of our soul.
如果没有这个做的经历，所有我们的经历都是没有根基的。
Without this experience of sitting, there's no foundation to any other experiences.
所以我们所行的事情都没有价值。
And then nor any values.
都是空跑，都是徒劳。
They're all running and laboring in vain.
所以呢，遇见主的这个经历呢，不仅一方面让我们在他面前得着安息和平安。
The experience of meeting the Lord not only allows us to find rest and peace in His presence.
另一方面呢，也是叫我们在信心里头看见主的荣耀和美德。
On the other hand, it also allows us to see the glory and virtue of the Lord in our faith.
看见他已经坐在父神的右边。
To see that he has already sat, seated at the right hand of our, of the majesty on high.
他已经完成一切的工作。
He has already finished all his work.
坐在高天至大者的右边。
Seated at the right hand of the majesty on high.
所以只有在信心里遇见主的人才能从基督那里从得力量。
Therefore, only those who meet the Lord in faith can gain strength from Christ.
才有可能在神面前有行的经历。
And only those people can have the possibility of experiencing the next step, doing His word.
不过这个这是第一个经历。
And this is the first experience.
神的心意从来不是让我们只停留在这个做的经历上。
God's will on us will never stop on the experience of sitting.
所以呢，他要我们起来行。
He wants us to rise up and do.
这个，所以这个行的经历跟做的经历是同样重要的。
So this experience of doing is equally important as the experience of sitting.
如果没有行的经历，其实我们要怀疑我们做的经历到底真实还不真实。
If there is no experience of doing,We even have to wonder whether the experience of sitting is real or not.
至少说我们这个行的经历跟我们所谓做的经历不相配。
At least it was not in, it is not in, it is incompatible with the experience of sitting.
当然我们不是我不是叫大家彼此的论断。
Yeah, of course I'm not telling you to judge each other.
因为照遵行父的旨意呢，不一定是别人看得见的行为。
Because doing God's will may not necessarily be an act visible to others.
其实许多的时候，在暗中所行的反而更能反映我们里面真实的生命。
In fact, oftentimes, what we do in secret can better reflect our lives.
这做门徒的这在做门徒这件事情上，我想再没有比遵行天父旨意的事情更重要。
When it comes to being a disciple, I don't think there's anything more important than doing God's will.
因为这个遵行神天父旨意，从本质上就是做神的门，做基督的门徒。
Because being a disciple of Christ is essentially doing the will of the Heavenly Father.
这就是为什么主耶稣对信他的犹太人说：“你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。”
That's why.Jesus told told those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed."
Yeah, 为什么遵行天父旨意这么重要？首先，遵行天父旨意的乃是关乎到一个基督徒基督的门徒将来是否能够进天国。
So why this is so important? Because whether or not one does the will of the Heavenly Father is related to whether a disciple of Christ can enter the kingdom of heaven in the future.
这就是为我们刚才读的两处经文里头，主都说，主来的时候，不是所有称他为主的人都能进天国。
That's the same as what we have just read in the scripture. Not everyone who calls him Lord can enter the kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣他是说，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
And he said, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
第二呢，这遵行天父旨意呢，是关乎生命的一件事情。
And secondly, doing the will of God is also a matter of life.
如果你还记得的话，有一次主耶稣在那里讲道的时候，有他的母亲跟他的这个兄弟来找主耶稣。
If you still remember, when Lord Jesus was preaching, Jesus' mother and brothers came to him.
有很多人他在那里围在那里，人都没有办法进去。
They could not approach him because of the crowd.
就有人跟主耶稣讲，你的母亲、你的弟兄站在外面要见你。
And then it was told by him by some who said, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, desiring to see you."
而耶稣回答说，听了神之道而遵行的人，就是我的母亲、我的弟兄们。
But he answered and said to them, "My mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of God and do it."
显然，主耶稣这里不是讲我们肉身的母亲、肉身的父亲、兄弟的。
So obviously, he was not talking about our physical parents, mother or brothers.
他乃是说，他乃是从灵的，按着灵来说，凡遵行天父旨意的， 就是他与他生命有联合。
Rather, according to the human, he was talking about, according to the human spirit, all life that obeys God's will comes from God.
我们的主呢，就在他们中间做长子。
And our Lord is the firstborn among them.
所以他称为我们弟兄。
So he calls us brethren.
所以呢，愿不愿意遵行天父旨意呢，乃是关乎到我们愿不愿意跟主耶稣在生命上有联合。
So whether we're willing to do the will of the Heavenly Father or not is related to whether we're willing to be partakers of His life.
所以呢，这个遵行，而且呢，遵行天父旨意呢，其实是我们属灵生命的食物。
And doing God's will is actually the bread of our spiritual life.
外面做事情都是让人疲乏的。
Doing the outside things is tiring for the body.
但是呢，遵行天父旨意呢，让我们里面的人得刚强。
But doing the will of Heavenly Father gives strength to the human, the inner human spirit.
有一次主耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
Our Lord once said, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.
所以这遵行天父旨意不仅仅是关乎到我们能不能进天国，也关乎到这个生命。
So doing God's will is not only a matter of entering the kingdom of heaven, but also a matter of life.
也是这遵行天父旨意呢，也是我们最大的福分。
And then doing God's work, doing God's will is our biggest blessing.
还有一次呢，一个妇人大声对主耶稣说：“怀你胎的和乳养你的有福了。”
There's another time, a certain woman raised her voice and said to Lord Jesus, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast, and the breasts which nursed you."
那主耶稣却回答说，这却还不如听神之道而遵行的人有福。
But Lord Jesus answered, "More than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it."
有的人称马太福音五到七章和这路加福音第六章是登山宝训。
Someone calls the book of Matthew from chapter 5 to 7 a sermon on the mount.
也有人称是天国八福。
Other people call it as the beatitude.
刚才我们读过的，虽然字面上的在马太福音只有八福，在路加福音只写了四个福。
So we just read literally there are beatitudes, eight blessings here.
其实呢，遵行神旨意呢的福分更大。
But in fact, the blessing of doing God's will is greater.
因为有了我的命令又遵守的，这人是爱我的。爱我的闭门，我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且向他显现。
For he who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him.
弟兄姊妹，还有什么比这个更大的福分？
Brothers and sisters, there's no greater blessings than this.
认识独一的真神，并他所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
Knowing the only true God and Jesus Christ whom he has sent, this is eternal life.
我不晓得还有什么比认识主耶稣福分更大的。
I don't know if there is anything greater than this blessing by knowing Jesus.
不过我们在继续交通这个行的这个经历的时候，我想我要交通有几个误会。
When we continue to sharing about the experience of doing, I want to share some misunderstandings about this experience.
至少我是要常常被提醒的。
At least I shall be constantly reminded.
第一个误会呢，我们是觉得这遵行神的这天父旨意是理想化。
The first misunderstanding is sometimes we think doing God's will is ideal.
离我们太远。不大可能的事。
Far away from us, it's kind of impossible.
不管是在真理上，还是在具体的带领上，我们觉得认识神的旨意都不可能100%的完全跟准确。
Whether it is from the truth or from specific guidance, none of our knowledge of God's will can be 100% complete or accurate.
而且每个人的认识都有限。
And
everyone's
understanding is limited.
而且还总有偏差，甚至有的时候还有错误。
Sometimes there are always deviations, and sometimes they are even wrong.
而且不同的弟兄姊妹呢，领受还不一样。
Yeah. And different brothers and sisters will receive them differently.
而且呢，我们还常常在神的旨意里头掺杂一些我们自己的意思。
And we often mix our own wills, with God's will.
所以，就算我们晓得神的旨意，也没有掺杂。
Even though we know God's will and it is unadulterated,
我们在具体每一步的这个带领上，我们也没有，其实也没有什么多大把握。
We have little confidence in the specific guidance, of each step.
所以有人下结论说，寻求神的旨意其实不是很实际。
So therefore, someone, will get this conclusion that seeking God's will is not practical.
我们还不如做一点事情。
Why not just doing something?
不，这前面我们刚才所讲的这些情形，其实都是很对的。
What we have just talked about is all right.
我们要承认这就是我们的现状。
We have to admit that this is our current situation.
不过呢，结论不是神要我们下的。
But this, yet this conclusion is not God wants us to make.
我们读一处经文，这个《生命记》二十九章二十九节。
Let's do one more scripture, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 29, verse 29. Deuteronomy 29 verse 29.
他说，隐秘的事是属耶和华我们的神，唯有明显的事是永远属我们和我们子孙的。
He said, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever.
但是我们要继续往下读。这句话还有下面一半。
But we still need to continue reading.
神的结论是说，好叫我们遵行这律法上的一切话。
God's conclusion was that we may do all the words of this law.
换句话说，他让我们知道一些事情，是为了我们遵行他的话。
In other words, he led us to know something in order for us to follow, to do his words, to follow his words.
有的事情他没告诉，没启示给我们，也是为了遵行他的话。
The things that he did not reveal to us, also for us to follow his words.
所以我们，所以所有需要遵我们遵行所需要的，他都启示给我们。
Yeah, what we have to follow, he will reveal to us.
他如果不启示我们所知道的呢，我们就不需要知道。
The things that he did not reveal to us.We don't really need to know.
至少目前不需要。
At least not at this moment.
我们所要关心的是什么呢？
What we should be concerned about.
我们是否到主面前去求问？
Whether or not we come to the Lord and ask.
我们所有行的是否出乎主？
Whether what we do is from the Lord.
其实所有的学生、受训的这个门徒或者运动员，这个。其实正是因为我们不完全明白教练或者师父的意思才要受训的，对吗？
So all students, all the apprentices in training or athletes are actually being taught and trained exactly because we do not fully understand the meaning of the master or coach.
不然就像我们弟兄马上要毕业了。
Otherwise, just like our brother who is graduating.
其实正是因为这个受教的理由。
It isJust because of the spirit of being taught.
我们才愿意被纠正、被调整，欢欢喜喜蒙他引导。
Yeah, because of the teachable spirit that we are willing to be corrected by him, adjusted by him with joy.
所以其实如果你是真正做门徒的。
So, therefore, if you really want to be a disciple.
你真正遵行天父旨意的。
And you really do, you're really willing to do the will of God.
你反而不会在这些具体的事物上坚持或者定规的。
You will not stick to those specific things or rules.
因为他是主，我们是门徒。
Because he is the Lord, we are the disciples.
他是牧人，我们是羊。
He is the shepherd, we are the sheep.
一个做门徒的出错太正常不过了。
It is nothing surprising for disciples to make mistakes.
不稀奇。
It's nothing surprising.
当然，我们要竭力的认识神的旨意跟他的带领。
But of course, we must indeed strive to understand God's will and guidance.
好，让我们对他的认识越来越完全。
So that our understanding of him more can be more and more complete.
越来越单纯。
Simpler and purer.
越来越具体。
And then more concrete.
如果我们不学的话，我们永远学不会的。
But if we don't learn, we never will.
而且呢，他应许说他要用圣灵的恩膏在凡事上教训我们。
Moreover, he promised that to teach us all things with the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
既然是他的应许，没有一样落空的。
Since this is his promise, nothing will fail.
因为他是信实。
Because he is faithful.
而且在他没有难成的事。
And nothing is impossible with him.
这是第一个误会。
Now this is the first misunderstanding.
第二个误会呢，就是我们也是我。最容易掉进去的一个陷阱。
The second misunderstanding, is also the trap that we are most likely to fall into.
就是把做神的事情呢，跟遵行神的旨意划等号。
That is equating doing God's things with doing God's will.
这马太福音这里说主要来的时候，有人被拦在天国之外。
Here in the Gospel of Matthew, the Lord said, when he comes back in the future, some people will be blocked from the kingdom of heaven.
他们说对主说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多的异能。
Many will say to the Lord in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?
我们中间可能有传道的，但是赶鬼跟行许多异能，我想我们还没有。
Some of us may have preached the gospel, but I don't think we have people who has cast out demons and then do wonders.
至少我不晓得。
At least I was not one of them.
但主却明明告诉他们说，我从来不认识你，你们这些作恶的。
But the Lord declared to them clearly, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
弟兄姊妹们，他们不是做一般的好事，不是做坏事，对吧
？Brothers and sisters, they're not doing the bad things.
也不是做一般的好事。
And not do nor the ordinary good things.
做的是传道、赶鬼、跟行许多的异能。
They prophesied, cast out demons, and performed many miracles.
而且不仅如此，至少他们说他们是奉主的名行。
Not only so, at least they declared that they did all those things in God's name.
从这事情的本身呢，还真都是这个的确是神要。
So from the perspective of the matter itself, these are indeed what God wants.
但不过呢，主是用生命的果子来认生命。
However, the Lord recognized people by the fruit of life.
主在这里说我不认识你，不是说主不认他们。是他的儿女。
Lord said, I never knew you. Doesn't mean that he did not recognize them as his children.
他乃是说，不是从荆棘上摘无花果，也不是从蓟篱里摘葡萄。
And rather, for men do not gather figs from thorns, nor do they gather grapes from the bramble bush.
虽然外面做的是爱主的人做的事情。
Although what they do on the outside is what people who love the Lord will do.
但里面生命的源头却不是主。
But the source of their life within is not the Lord.
因为若有人爱神，这人乃是神之道。
For if anyone loves God, he is known to God.
所以做爱主的人做的事情，并不等于爱主。
Therefore, doing things that those who love the Lord do is not the same as loving the Lord.
做主要做要我们做的事情，也不等于说遵行神的旨意。
So doing what the Lord does or wants us to do is not the same as doing God's will.
旧约里有一个图画特别生动。
There's a picture in the Old Testament, very vivid.
如果你还记得扫罗王的例子
，If you still remember the example of King Saul.
扫罗王一生打了很多的胜仗。
He has fought so many fights in his life.
甚至呢，他在被神厌弃做他做以色列王之前，所记载的三个仗都胜了。
He fought many victorious battles even before God rejected him as king. All three of his battles recorded in the Bible were victories.
他不仅打败了亚扪人
，He defeated not only the Ammonites，
而且打败了非利士人
，and also the Philistines，
甚至把亚玛力人都打败。
And also the Amalekites.
不过呢，神却说他厌弃扫罗做以色列的王。
But God rejected him as king of Israel.
为什么？
Why is that?
圣经上说，这是因为他厌弃耶和华的命令。
The Bible told us that's because he rejected God's words.
我以前为扫罗也打抱不平。
I used to grieve for King Saul.
没有功劳，至少有苦劳。
He had toil even without merit.
而且他自己也跟撒母耳申辩说，耶和华的命令我已经遵守。
He himself defended to Samuel, saying, "I have kept the commandments of the Lord."
而且他在外面的的确确的是做了大部分。绝大部分撒母耳要他做的事情。
And indeed, from outside, he did do most of what Samuel told him to do.
你若仔细读撒母耳记上的话，你就看见了，他不仅照着撒母耳的吩咐到了，在撒母耳去之以先去击甲。
If you read the First Samuel carefully, you can see that not only did he go ahead of Samuel to Gilgal.
而且在那里等了七天，因为撒母耳叫他等七天。
As Samuel commanded, he also waited there for 7 days.
而且他要打仗是为了神，也为了以色列民打。
And also he fought for God and for the people of Israel.
他那时候要献祭呢，也是因为要打仗才献祭。
And he also offered sacrifices for the sake of fighting.
这个甚至呢，我相信撒母耳在献祭的时候，他每一个步骤呢，都是照着他从撒母耳那里学来的。
Yeah, I even believe that he followed every step of Samuel's sacrifice.
虽然圣经里面没有这样讲。
Yeah, even though it was not recorded in the Bible.
我相信他是按部就班。
I believe he did all the steps.
应该不出错。
No mistakes.
但问题是在哪里？
But what is the problem is?
他里面所看重的是打胜仗。
That he values inside the winning the battle.
他甚至连献祭都当做一件事情来做。
Even offering sacrifices was treated as a matter of course.
撒母耳乃是说，你先到了基甲。
Samuel said, "You go to Gilgal first."
在那里等七日。
And wait for me for 7 days.
我必下到那里献燔祭和平安祭。
I will come down to you to offer burnt offerings and make sacrifices.
而且等我到了那里，只是你当行的事。
And wait till I come to you and show you what you should do.
对扫罗来讲，他里面的感觉是打仗这件事情不需要撒母耳。
However, for Saul, his inner feeling was there is no need for Samuel to teach him how to fight.
献祭这件事情也不难，一二三。
And it was not difficult for him to offer the sacrifices.You just follow steps.
我也会的。
I can do that too.
但他不晓得。
But he didn't know.
耶和华喜悦燔祭跟平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话？
Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord?
听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的祭。
To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams.
所以弟兄姊妹们，虽然行非常的重要，但是呢，我们不能盼望用行来代替做的重要。
So brothers and sisters, even though doing things, doing is very important, but we cannot replace the experience of sitting with doing.
虽然我们每个天然人都感觉真正有意义的事情。
Even though as a natural human being, we all feel that what's truly meaningful is to, we can do something.
不行，事情不会成就。
Yeah, if we don't do it, things cannot be accomplished.
不努力呢，外面的目标不能够实现。
If we don't do it, we cannot reach our goal.
但是我们今天在神面前不是做故宫的。
But today, we are not hired workers before God.
如果神的目的单纯只是成就事情的话，
If God's purpose was simply just to accomplish things,
根本不需要你我，至少不需要我。
He will not need you and me, at least not me.
他为的是要在我们中间呢，让我们得生命，而且得着更丰盛的生命。
His purpose is to for us to have life and have a more abundant life.
一个智慧的工头，他要开始建造的工作，他一定先拆毁。
So for a wise foreman, the first step in building is to tear down the old and make preparations.
他要做一个预备的工作。
He has to make this preparation work.
这个我们做的这个经历，坐在他面前的这经历，就是主借着用十字架在我们里面做这个预备的工作。
So the Lord uses the cross to do the work of tearing down the old creation through our experience of sitting before Him.
做拆毁旧造的工作。
To tear down the old creations.
我们家两个孩子以前曾经有一段时间学过游泳。
So both of my kids have learned swimming for a while.
有一个教练给我非常深的印象。
So one of the kids left a very deep impression on me.
The coach.
The coach. Sorry.
有一次开家长会的时候呢。就有一段话我觉得实在是很有智慧。
So when he had his parent coach meeting, he said something that I thought was very wise.
他告诉我们这些做家长的说，他第一个目标不是你游得快。
So he told the parents that his first goal was not swimming fast.
所以他提醒说，你们这些做家长的。
So he reminded us as parents.
如果你们发现你们的孩子的这个 swim time, 就是这个速度慢了，你不要紧张。
So do not be nervous if you find there's your children's swimming speed gets lower.
他说他第一个目标呢是要让你的孩你我们的孩子呢忘掉所有在他自己以前所学。
Yeah. His first goal was to make them temporarily forget what they had learned before.
按照他的方法呢分解来开始学这个知识。
And so they can start over again by breaking down the movements in his way.
不然的话，他说他没有办法提高他们的速度。
Otherwise, he has no way to really increase their speed.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的神岂不比这教练有智慧，而且有智慧的多吗？
Brothers and sisters, isn't our God wiser than earthly coaches?
许多救人的这些观念的世界给我们的印记，都深深在我们里面，都是根深蒂固。
So many concepts of the old man and the imprints of the world are deeply ingrained in you and me.
实在是需要我们有做的这个经历，让神在我们里面做预备的工作。
So we really need to let Him do the preparatory work within us through the experience of sitting.
所以，这个撒母耳没来，或者是圣灵没有来，在我们里面做指示的工作，所有行的事情都不是遵行他的旨意。
So therefore, if Samuel didn't come, or the Holy Spirit didn't come to instruct us what we should do, then whatever we do is not doing His will.
神儿子的信心要在我们里面做开启的工作。
So the face of the Son of God need to do the revelation work in our hearts.
要让我们看见所有的事情都是主在暗中在引导。
So let us to know that all the things are guided by God in secret.
他让万事互相的效力。
He led us to, he make all things work together.
让爱神的人得益处。
For good to those who love God.
很多的时候，我们发现这事情都不合理的。
Sometimes we find all the things are unreasonable.
但是神借着不合理的事情发生呢，让爱神的人得益处。
But God, through all those things, He for the good to those who love God.
撒母耳是这么学。
Samuel learned that way.
大卫王。同样是怎么学的
？King David did the same thing.
我看见许多我们中间的年轻弟兄姊妹也是这么学的。
I have seen a lot of young brothers and sisters among us did the same, learned the same way.
他们愿意服在神的权柄底下。
They are willing to submit themselves upon the Lord.
虽然让我们感觉不舒服。
Even though we feel uncomfortable sometimes.
但是神在我们里面做见证。
But he is doing this testimonial work in us.
所以呢，这个做的经历让我们在神面前承认我是不行的。
So this experience of sitting led us to admit that we cannot do it.
而且相信只有主行。
And believe that only he can do it.
而且他已经做成。
And he has already done it.
如果神不启示我们，我们不仅不知道他要我们做什么。
If God does not reveal it to us, not only will I not know how to what to do,
更不知道他要我们怎样做。
not even how to do it.
也不知道现在他要我们做什么。
Nor what to do at this moment.
当然也不知道主现在要我做什么。
Nor what to do from me.
好了，这是两个这个行的这个经历的两个很大的误会。
So that is the two big misunderstandings about the experience of doing.
这个做的经历非常重要。
So the experience of sitting is very important.
行的经历也很重要。
And then experience of doing is equally important.
不过刚才我们读的主耶稣讲的话里头还有一件事情也同样重要。
But there's one more thing is also very important from what we have read, God's sayings.
可能有一些弟兄姊妹已经注意到了。
Maybe some of the brothers and sisters have already noticed.
主耶稣的话乃是说凡来到我面前听见我的话就去行的才是聪明人。
His words was, whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them is a wise man.
所以听见主的话也是实在是太重要。
So hearing the Lord's sayings is also important.
它是这两个经历的纽带。
It is the link between these two experiences.
一方面呢，听见主的话实在是做的经历的一个结果。
On one hand, the Lord's words are the result of our experience of sitting.
另外一个方面呢，这主的话是把我们带进行的旨意里头的。
And at the same time, it's Lord's words that bring us into the experience of doing.
没有听见主的话，那个做的经历就是做的经历。
Without hearing the Lord's sayings, the experience of sitting is just the experience of sitting.
不是因着听见主的话而行的事情呢，其实没有真实的价值跟果效。
All the doings that are not based on hearing the Lord's saying have no real value or effect.
虽然有人说我行着行着慢慢就有做的经历。
Some may say I can do the things and then gradually I will have this experience.
对不起，弟兄姊妹，圣经里面没有一个例子是这样。
I'm so sorry. There's no example like this in the Bible.
使徒保罗他是怎么说？他说：“先前与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损。”
What Apostle Paul said was, "What things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ."
所有在做的经历之前的和遇见主之前的这些经历。
Everything he did before he sat before the Lord and met the Lord.
在听见主的托付之前的都是有损。
And heard the Lord's commission was actually a loss.
对，我不是说努力不好，我也不是说我们不需要努力。
I'm not saying that hard work is bad, or we don't need to work hard.
但是我们要清楚，若不是我们坐在主面前，从主那里听到他的话。
But we need to be clear that if it's not what we heard from our Lord when sitting before Him.
我们的努力有没有作用
？Our efforts were only. What effect do we have from our efforts?
有作用。
Yes, it does.
但是只有一个作用。
Just one effect.
就是使我们承认说，我们所行的，对我们这个人里面的建造毫无功效。
That is to make us admit that what we do has no effect on the inner building of our being.
虽然我们这行的对身边的人可能会有功效。
Maybe the efforts we made will be useful to the people around us.
有的时候功用可能是很大。
Maybe sometimes a big effect.
但其实就算对身边的人来讲，有的时候，或者说许多的时候，我们所建造的，其实比那个所拆毁的还少一点。
Yeah, even to the people around us, there are many times what we have tear down is a little bit more than what we built.
所以说这个行的关键其实是在听见主的话。
Therefore, the key of doing is hearing the Lord's sayings.
我们要不住到主面前问主啊，我当做什么
？We must constantly go to the Lord and ask, Lord, what should we do?
我当什么时候做
？Yeah, when should we do this?
我当怎么做
？How do we do it?
有人说我们要自己问自己，我们要做一点什么事，要为主做点什么。
Some people may say, we should ask ourselves, what should we do? What we do for ourselves?
这个也是蛮好。
What we do for the Lord. And then, this is actually good.
不过弟兄姊妹，这是两件事情。
But brothers and sisters, these are two different things.
他们的区这两件事情区别可大。
There's a big difference between these two things.
一个需要信心。
One requires faith.
一个只要属灵的知识。
While the other one requires knowledge.
一个是以利的服事。
And the one is the service of Eli.
一个是撒母耳的服事。
And the other one is the service of Samuel.
一个是大卫打仗。
And the one is the fight of King David.
一个是扫罗王打仗。
And the other is the king of king, is the fight of King Saul.
一个人一个是自学的。
And one is self-taught.
我们今天都喜欢自学。
And we all love self-learning.
一个是有私人教练在教。
And the other one is taught by a personal trainer.
我再举这个游泳的例子。我以前在大学的时候也曾经学过游泳。
Let me give you another example of swimming. I learned swimming back to college.
我不谦虚的说，我其实我觉得我的游泳的姿势虽然不是绝对标准，我觉得也蛮好。
Yeah, I always felt that my swimming posture is, even though it's not absolutely standard, but it was quite good.
而且我在游泳的时候，我常常也让自己也注意，不住的注意我游泳的姿势的。
And when I was swimming, I often pay attention to my swimming postures.
有的时候我还做一点 drill.
And I do drill sometimes.
Yeah, 来纠正我自己的姿势。
To correct my postures.
但是直到有一次，我儿子给我拍了一段视频。
It wasn't until my son took a video of me swimming.
我才知道我的这个动作变形的有多厉害。
And that I realized how deformed my posture was.
这个比喻其实不恰当。
This metaphor is actually not very, it's actually inaccurate.
这最多只能够说明呢，这自学跟有师傅教在功效上其实区别大了。
It can only illustrate the difference in effectiveness between self-study and having a master teach you.
但是是否听到主的话呢？的的确确呢是天差地别。是否听见主的话，的的确确是天差地别。
But whether or not you hear the Lord's sayings makes a huge difference.
我们自己问自己要怎样行，这是很方便的。
Because it is convenient for us to ask yourself how we want to do it.
只要你有一个愿意的心。
As long as you have this willing heart.
这也是很宝贵的。
And this is very precious.
但是呢，你要听见主的话呢，就必须从归回和安息开始。
However, in order to hear the saying of the Lord, you must start by returning and rest.
而且每一次都要从主面前开始，坐在主面前开始。
Every time you need to start by sitting before the Lord.
从心与耳受割礼开始。
Start by being circumcised in your heart and ears.
要把自己的想法、观念、经验、利益全部都放下开始。
And you need to let go of your own thoughts, concepts, experiences, and interests.
弟兄姊妹，我们什么事情都可以自学。
Brothers and sisters, we can learn by ourselves for anything.
唯独属灵的事情不能够自学。
Except for the spiritual things.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为只有人的灵能够晓得人的事，也只有圣灵晓得神的事。
Because only the human spirit knows the things of man, and only the Holy Spirit knows the things of God.
我感谢主，过去的周五，我们灵会的弟兄帮我把后面的信息其实已经讲了一大半了。
Thank the Lord, our brother, the leading brother on the past Friday, already shared my following messages.
这是主的工作。
This is the work of God.
只要是神的儿女，他就一定能听见他的声音。
As long as we are children of God, we are definitely able to hear the words of God.
主耶稣说，我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他。
Our Lord Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and I know them.
他又说，我按着名叫自己的羊，把羊领出来，既放出自己的羊来，就在前头走，羊也跟着他，因为认得他的声音。
He also said, he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice.
所以每一个神的儿女都有这个 ability 可以听见神的声音的。
So each one of us, the children of God, has this ability to hear the Lord's voice.
你信主40年也好，20年也好，一天也好。
Yeah, no matter how long you're experiencing your life in Lord, even 40 years or even 1 day.
Yeah. 所以呢，听见神的话呢，并是神的所应许。
So, hearing the Lord's voice is promised by the Lord.
是迟早的事情。
It's just a matter of time.
如果你读路加福音11:10-13，我想这非常重要，我们一起读。
If you read the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 10 to 13, it's very important. Let's read it together.
Yeah, 我带大家读，但是大家翻到那一处经。
Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 10 to 13. Let's read it together.
所以主耶稣说，凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他们开门。你们中间做父亲的，谁有儿子求饼反给他石头呢？求鱼反拿蛇当鱼给他呢？求鸡蛋反给他蝎子呢？他们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父岂不更加将圣灵给求他的人。换句话说，这个圣灵他一定赐给我们。
In other words, Holy Spirit is deemed to be given to us.
很多的时候呢，我们其实这个圣灵还没有降下来，我们就已经阿门走人了。
Oftentimes, even before the Holy Spirit has been given to us, we just said, "Okay, I will leave."
圣灵要带我们进入一切的真理。
So the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth.
神是借着圣灵向他的儿女的心说话。
God is speaking to His children's hearts through the Holy Spirit.
有的人说他听不见神的话呢，其实他是不晓得什么叫做神向我们说话。
Someone may say that he cannot hear the voice of the Lord. The truth is that they don't know what it means by God speaking to them.
当然，我是相信神完全可以让我们的肉身的耳朵听见神的话。
Although God can make His voice heard by our physical ears,
但是大部分的情况都是他借着圣灵在我们的心里说话。
But oftentimes He usually speaks in our hearts through the Holy Spirit.
魔鬼也是一样的。
And this is the same with the enemies.
他在这个他的引诱和试探，不是你的同伴引诱你，不是别人引诱你，他是在你的心里引诱试探。
His temptations are within your heart. It's not from your friends, not from your companions.
所以我们的神并不是只向某些人说话。
So our God is not only speaking to certain person.
也不是说我们不具备听见他声音的能力。
Nor does it mean that we are incapable of hearing His voice.
大部分的情形都是我们没有到他那里去亲近他。
Most of the time, it's just that we haven't gone to Him and joined near to Him.
没有真实的坐的经历。
We haven't had this real experience of sitting.
当然，我们常到神面前，这弟兄姊妹每一个，如果你尝试过到主面前的人都晓得。
So all the brothers and sisters who have tried to come before the Lord.
我们的确有很多的难处，没有让我们听不见神。
And you will know that indeed we have so many difficulties that prevent us from hearing God's words.
照着我的度量，也因着时间的关系嘛，就对不起，错了太多。我只举两个这个难处。
According to my capacity and for the sake of the time, I just list two of my own difficulties.
这是我所经历的，也是我相信也是最普遍的。
That's what I have experienced, and I believe that's the most common things.
第一个听见神的话的难处是什么？我们不是没有声音，其实是声音太多。
The first difficulty is not that there's no voice, but we have too many voices.
有从人来。
Some are from the humans.
有的是从世界来。
Some are from this world.
还有的从我们自己来。
And some are from ourselves.
而相反的，主的声音呢，它又是安静，它不喧嚷。
But Lord's voice is quiet; it's not noisy.
因为他神的灵是让不是叫人混乱，乃是叫人安静。
For God's spirit is not the author of confusion, but of peace.
所以呢，很多人说特别着急，就是那个我不知道大家有没有 见过那个 phishing email。
I don't know if you have received the phishing email.
就在那些这个 phishing email 里面呢，它它很多要让你感觉呢特别 urgent。
All of those phishing emails give you this feeling of urgent.
你现在不做了，你就来不及。
If you don't take care of it right now, there's no time.
所以你收到这些 email 的时候，凡是让你马上就要做 action， 要你其实要小心。
You need to be extremely cautious if you receive such email to let you to take care of those things immediately.
圣灵恩膏的教训呢，在爱里面是没有勉强。
So the teaching of the anointing is not forced in love.
它向着我们都是很久的忍耐。
But it's long suffering towards us.
不过呢，这的确成为我们，让我们呢，在听他的话上的确是一个难处。
But this indeed becomes a great difficulty for us in hearing his sayings.
所以我自己，至少我的学习是一方面呢，我们要学习认识并拒绝世界的灵。
So at least for me, my learning is on one hand, we must learn to recognize and reject the spirit of the world.
还有以人为本的灵。
And the spirit of man.
另外一方面呢，我们要寻找它如同寻找银子，搜索它如同搜索隐藏的珍宝。
On the other hand, we need to look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure.
我们越是有这个寻求真理的心呢，越是在小事上操练分辨认识神的声音。
The more we have the heart to pursue the truth, the more we will practice discernment in small things and recognize the voice of God.
等到重大的事跟测不透的事情来的时候呢，我们就越不容易呢让其他的声音来影响我们。
So when big things and unfathomable things come, we will be less susceptible to the influence of other voices.
其实分辨主的话呢，我们可以讲很多的道理。
So we can talk about many principles in discerning or learning the Lord's words.
在座许多弟兄姊妹呢，比我可能经验丰富的多。
Many of our brothers and sisters may have more experience than I do.
但是呢，只有不断的操练，神不断在我们里面调教。我们才可以长大成人。
But only through the constant practice and God's continuous training can we grow into adults.
我们要用一生的去熟练仁义的道理，让心窍习练得通达，就能够分辨好歹。
We need to spend our whole life to be skilled in the word of righteousness, to have our senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
弟兄姊妹，我是说一生。其实一生都是不够的。
Brothers and sisters, I said the whole life, but the whole life, the lifetime is not enough.
但是我们要定义操练分辨神的灵。
But we need to be determined to practice discerning God's spirit.
学习在许多这个声音里头呢，寻找珍宝。
And to learn how to find the treasures from all those voices.
所以主耶稣说，人若立志遵行他的旨意，就至少我们要立志，就必晓得教训是否出于神，或是我凭自己说的。
So Lord Jesus said, if anyone wills to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine, whether it is from God, or whether I speak on my own authority.
这是第一个难。第二个难处呢，其实我们如果真正开始操练，我们会慢慢发现。
The second difficulty, if we start to practice, we will gradually discover it.
其实，在我们里面的最大难处是我们自己的声音。
The biggest difficulties we have is ourselves, our own voice.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要承认你我生来都是骄傲的。
Brothers and sisters, we need to admit that you and I are born prideful.
圣经上呢是说，人心极其的诡诈。
And the Bible says our hearts are extremely deceitful.
如果不是我们自己喜欢的，其实别人的声音对我们影响是特别大。
If we don't like it ourselves, other people's voice don't really affect us much.
不，我们一旦里面已经有了主意了，喜爱耶和华以外任何的事物、人事物。
Now, once we have our own ideas, and then we love anyone or anything other than our Lord.
那我们的耳朵真是堵上。
Then our ears are truly blocked.
什么都听不进去。
We cannot hear anything.
这个先知以赛亚说， 我们的心就如同门的自由，耳朵发沉，眼睛昏迷。
Prophet Isaiah said, "Our hearts are dull, ears are heavy, and our eyes shut."
那民数记上记载一个先知叫巴拉。
The prophet recorded in the book of Numbers, Balaam.
虽然他是听见主的声音说你不可同他们去，也不可咒诅以色列人。
Although he heard the voice of the Lord saying, "You cannot go with them, nor can you curse the people of Israel."
但是因着他里头贪的不义之工价。他就让摩押的使者在他那里住下。
But because he loved the wages of unrighteousness, he let the princes of Moab stay with them.
他怎么说？他说我在等我祷告祷告。
What did he say? He said, "Let me keep praying."
看看耶和华还向我要说什么。
And see what the Lord is going to say to me.
当然，今天试探我们的这些工价不一定是满屋的金银。
So the wages that tempted us today are not necessary.Not necessarily a house of silver and gold.
也不一定是地位，也不一定是名利。
Not status, fame, or fortune.
因为仇敌特别聪明，他知道不同的人要用不同的诱饵。
Because the enemies are so smart, he knows that different people will use different baits.
钓鱼的人一定都知道。
And all those people who are fishing must know this.
但是凡灵不认耶稣的都不是主。
But every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God.
如果你听到一个声音让我们热血沸腾。
So if you, if there is a voice that makes our blood boils with indignation.
这个 full of ambition.
Full of ambitions.
我们要特别小心。
And we need to be extremely cautious.
特别是我们这些属灵生命还不成熟的这个弟兄姊妹
，especially those of us, brothers and sisters who are not yet spiritually mature.
相反，如果里面外面若是有一点损失
on the contrary, if you feel loss,
或者丧失脸面
，a loss of your face on the outside.
不过你里面能够摸到谦卑、顺服，甚至被人误会、被人伤害。
But if you feel humble, submissive, misunderstood, or hurt on the inside,
你要体贴这个感受。
You should be more considerate of this feeling.
自己的声音呢，还有一个特点。
And then there's one more characteristic of our own voice.
就是患得患失。
Is that it worries about gains and losses.
你觉得快要得到的时候，你就特别欢喜。
You're so happy when you're getting the things.
你觉得要失去的时候，你就特别愁苦。
And sad when you will lose it.
因为以别神代替耶和华的愁苦必加增。
For their sorrows shall be multiplied, who hasten after another god.
你不管用什么替代主耶稣。
Whatever you replace with God with Jesus.
什么时候我们有这样的症状的时候，你大概是晓得你已经拣选你自己要拣选。
Whenever we have such symptoms, you probably know that you have chosen what you want to choose.
而且你听你想听的。
And listened to what you want to hear.
好，我因时间有最后呢，有这个我再教一个小点，马上就结束。
There's one small point I need to share, and about the end.
有一个有听可听的耳朵实在是不容易。
So it's not easy to have a listening ear.
照着我们听。天然人的生命呢，我们都是体贴自己的。
Because according to our natural life, we are all considerate of ourselves.
我不相信有人天生的就体贴神。
I don't believe that there is one person who were born considerate of God's will.
我们都是快快的说，慢慢的听。
We are all swift to speak, slow to hear.
但是呢，感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
他是牧人。
He is the shepherd.
如果我们是自学的话，你不管怎么聪明，你都没路的。
If we learn by ourselves, no matter how smart you are, we still we still have no way.
我们都是偏行己路。
We are all sheep have gone our own way.
既然他拣选我，你跟我。
Since he has chosen us,
他要爱我们到底。
He will love us to the end.
他为他名的缘故，要带我们走。
He will lead us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake.
所以呢，他为他的儿女预备了一个特别的祝福。
So there's a special blessing that God has prepared for his children.
是只有他的，是他为他的儿女，也专门为他儿女所预备的。
And it's specifically designed for his children.
而且呢，是专门医治我们的耳朵的。
And it's specifically designed to hear our ears.
这约伯记三十六章十五节是我最喜欢的一句经文之一。
So in the book of Job, chapter 36, verse 15, this is one of my favorite scriptures.
他说，神借着困苦就把困苦人，趁他们受欺压，开通他们的耳朵。
He delivers the poor in their affliction and opens their ears in oppression.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你如果有困苦临到你，
So brothers and sisters, whenever the hardship comes to you,
你要感恩。
You should be grateful.
这不仅是我们的食物。
It is not only our food.
它要当我们被欺压的时候，要开通我们的耳朵。
When the oppression comes to us, he will open our ears.
是它要救拔我们。
He will save us.
所以呢，我们立刻要做的事情，并不是祷告求主你把这难处给我移去。
So what we should do immediately is not to pray to the Lord to remove all the hardships.
乃是到他那里说，父啊，我感谢你。
But to go to him and say, Lord, I need to thank you.
这就是马太福音五六七章一开始跟路加福音一开第六章这个三章的这个教训所开始说的。他说，贫穷的人有福，神的国是他。
So this is what talks about in the Luke chapter 6 of Luke and then.Chapter 5 to 7 in the book of Matthew, saying that no longer, saying that I will give inheritance.
Poor in spirit.
Yeah, poor is. Blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God.
我们要求主啊，求你救拔孩子，开通我的耳朵。
Please save me and open my ears.
好，让我听见你的话。
So that I can hear your words.
然后我们就会发现，这路加福音第六章跟这个马太福音五到七章不再是道理了。
Then we would discover that Luke chapter 6, Matthew chapter 5 to 7 are no longer doctrines to us.
也不再是神向我们的要求。
Nor are the God's requirements for us.
所有这些都是他要赐给我们的产业。
All of these are his inheritance given to us.
是他应许给我们。
His promises to us.
他要借着圣灵，就是真理的灵，带我们进入这所有的经历。
So he will bring us into all those experiences and then these promises through the Holy Spirit.
他要炼尽我们，建立我们，使你我完全，像天父完全。
He will build us up, purify us, and make us perfect as our Heavenly Father is.
使你我慈悲呢，能够像天父一样慈悲。
Make us merciful as our Heavenly Father is.
我们就不会像那个少年的光，听了主的话以后就悠悠愁愁的走了。
So we're no longer like the young ruler who heard the Lord's words and then went away in sorrow.
愿主祝福我们。
May Lord bless us. Thank you.